Here's a check on stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. After less than a year on the job, Monument Mountain Regional High School principal Amy Rex is the sole finalist for a superintendent position in Vermont, where she was a school head before coming to the Berkshires last summer. In a story at theberkshireedge.com, the Milton Independent reports, the school board at the Milton Town School District has identified Rex as a sole finalist to lead the district after interviewing her and one other semifinalist in executive session on March 19th. Hundreds plan to march across the walkway over the Hudson on Saturday as part of a national protest calling for legislative action to curb gun violence. The event is scheduled for 11 o'clock Saturday. We'll start at the Poughkeepsie side of the pedestrian bridge. All attendees will march across the walkway and back. Kellogg School Book Art Exhibit will run through Saturday, April 14th at the D.M. Hunt Library, Main Street in Falls Village. Tuesdays 10 to 5, Thursday 10 to 5, Friday 3 to 7, and Saturday 10 to 1. It's an exhibit by 8th grade students of the Kellogg Arts Educator Chris Hanley, creating sculptures out of books donated to them by the Hunt Library. Today from 5 till 7, it's the annual pasta dinner at the West Stockbridge Congregational Church benefiting the West Stockbridge Police Association. Buffet-style meal includes pasta with meatball, salad bar, dessert, and beverages. Tickets will be available in advance or at the door. 5 till 7, it's the annual pasta dinner at the West Stockbridge Congregational Church benefiting the West Stockbridge Police Association. More information at 413-232-4256. Tickets will be available at the door. Salisbury's Berkshire Box Society Box Birthday Supper Cocktails with Chef Paul Pearson menu of fine foods from the Times of Bach. It'll be held at the White Hart Inn. Party games and prizes and a performance by Ethan Chen and two of his colleagues, all prodigy string players from the Juilliard pre-college programs at the White Hart, 7 p.m. Monument Mountain Regional High School will perform Rodgers and Hammerstein's Oklahoma today and tomorrow at 7:30 and Sunday at 2:30. The shows will be in the Kathleen McDermott Auditorium at Monument Mountain Regional High School. Tickets are on sale at the high school front office and available at the door about an hour before each show. Cash and check only. Falls Village Children's Theater presents Willy Wonka, three free performances at Housatonic Valley Regional High School on Friday at 7, Saturday at 7, and Sunday at 2. FVCT.org on the web for more information. Sheffield Kiwanis annual ham roll will be for VFW in Great Barrington. Doors open at 6, the first roll at 7. You could win fixings for your holiday meal, a ham, turkey, chicken, steak, kielbasa, potatoes, maybe even a pie. Free admission, everybody is welcome. Audubon Sharon is hosting an illustrated presentation called Land and People of the Arctic, Personal Experiences of an Expedition Photographer with local photographer Joseph Mia, 7 to 8 at the Sharon Audubon Center. Light refreshments will be served. The program is free, but a suggested donation of $5 to Audubon would be appreciated. In Millbrook, the Merritt Bookstore, Seven Forgotten Tribes of the Hudson Valley, an illustrated lecture with Evan Pritchard on the lost nations of the local Mohican, Delaware, and Wappingers Confederacies that never made it into your high school curriculum. That's at 7 p.m. American Heart Association Heart Saver First Aid CPR AED combination course being held Saturday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Northern Dutchess Hospital in Rhinebeck, New York. For more information on the register, 845-475-9742. On the 24th in Pine Plains, the community room, the Pine Plains Seed Library Seed Swap, meet other gardeners and share stories and recipes. Bring homegrown heirloom open pollinated seeds to share from 1 till 2. Followed by a spring equinox concert of Algonquin-inspired music with Evan Pritchard and his Digicum Adesca Orchestra. Ticks on the move and what to do about them. Dr. Kirby Stafford, chief of state entomologist at the Connecticut Agricultural Experiment Station, will talk about that on Saturday at 4 p.m. at the Scoville Library Wardell Room. It's free and open to the public. Hats off to the Northlight Arts Center. The Sharon Historical Society volunteers have created an exhibit of hats, gloves, and fans from the Sharon Historical Society's collection that will be on display during the 8th Annual Northlight Arts Center Student Show. Because Northlight always has eclectic showings, the volunteers decided at a tip of the hat with gloves off would show that they're fans of the Northlight artists and their work. The opening reception for the art and history exhibits will be Saturday from 5 till 7 p.m. at the Sharon Historical Society in Sharon, Connecticut. Refreshments will be served. Mud Season Contra Dance being held Saturday, the 24th. Caller Eric Holloman, music by Cedar Stanstreet and Donald Sheets. A rip-roaring good time at the Dewey Memorial Hall in Sheffield, 7:30 to 8. Beginner lesson, 8 to 11, the Contra Dance. More information at 860-671-0494. SheffieldContraDance.wordpress.com. The fourth annual benefit dance for the Jane Lloyd Fund featuring the Harlem Line Band will be Saturday, 8:30 at the White Hart, 1500 Mountain Road in Salisbury. All proceeds benefit the Jane Lloyd Fund. $15 entry. More information at thejanelloydfund.org or theharlemlineband.com. The Jane Lloyd Fund is a fund of the Berkshire Taconic Community Foundation. March 25th, Chatham Farm Film Fest, screenings of films that focus on farms, farming, and farming issues from local and national filmmakers, free admission with cash donation or non-perishable food item. That's at the Crandall Theater from 1 to 4. A reception at the People's Pub will follow with local foods and a cash bar. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgans at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 724.42 yesterday, 23,957.89 where it opens up today. NASDAQ starts off today at 7166.68 and the S&P 500 at 2643.69. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.